Yes, but what is creation? Creation is the sum of all God's thoughts in number infinite and everywhere without all limit. Only love creates and only like itself. There was no time when all that it created was not there, nor will there be a time when anything that it created suffers any loss. Forever and forever are God's thoughts, exactly as they were and as they are, unchanged through time and after time is done. God's thoughts are given all the power that their own Creator has, for He would add to love by its extension. Thus, His Son shares in creation and must therefore share in power to create. What God has willed to be forever one will still be one when time is over and will not be changed throughout the course of time, remaining as it was before the thought of time began. Creation is the opposite of all illusions, for creation is the truth. Creation is the Holy Son of God, for in creation is His will complete in every aspect, making every part container of the whole. Its oneness is forever guaranteed inviolate, forever held within His holy will, beyond all possibility of harm or of separation or imperfection, and of any spot upon its sinlessness. Listen with me. We are creation. We, the sons of God. We seem to be discreet and unaware of our eternal unity with Him. Yet back of all our doubts, past all our fears, there still is certainty. For love remains with all its thoughts, its sureness being theirs. God's memory is in our holy minds. God's memory is in our holy minds, which know their oneness and their unity with their Creator. Let our function be only to let this memory return, only to let God's will be done on earth, only to be restored to sanity and to be but as God created us. Here's our memory. Our Father calls to us. We hear His voice, and we forgive creation in the name of its Creator, holiness itself, whose holiness His own creation shares, whose holiness is still a part of the memory we intend to share at this time. Here we go.
I didn't know what time it was. Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand.
That's the way we all are, isn't it?
Warm like a month of May it was. And I'll say it was grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone.
It's all in our mind.
Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all alone. I didn't know what it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes.
This is A Course in the Miracle, and you're hearing it. Good. See, the idea of formulating a singularity here and now is because in our simple conception of ourselves, we are here and now. We are here and now.
Say I'm all alone, yeah. I didn't know what it was. Life was no prize.
Can you feel that? This is God's love. If I can get you to concentrate that you're going to be both the cause of this and the effects of it, and they're simultaneous, or as we teach it in time, virtually simultaneous, you won't suffer with a condition of see, what's happening, so you can understand it. Everybody says, well, what is he actually teaching? I'm teaching the religion of self-recognition in the idea of a specific location in space-time. Come on, now I'm going to teach you. What's your religion? Jesus? Yes. You teach, shall I try it with you? When you begin to hear it, all right, everything that I tell you about your concept will make sense, you see, because you will begin to organize in your mind the only time that there really is. And in this process, you intend to escape. You intend to escape. You intend to escape from the idea that you don't know who you are. Come on now. The surprising thing is that obviously I'm teaching, okay, the apparent appearance of a figure from outside of this time who looks around and he says, this is not where I belong. Come on now, I'm curious. I sent some visuals of myself because I decided to teach the reappearance of Jesus Christ to, I forget who it was, one of the great guru teachers. And you know what happened? They sent me back the video. Now, you see, what you're afraid of are the teaching of the certainty that the alternative in the idea of being in space-time, ready, was simply not to be in space-time. Nowhere is it more emphatically described. I looked at New Testament today, and I can read you New Testament in any particular that you would want to hear it. The problem is not that. The problem is that you hear it conceptually, but conceptually is not what the real world is. Now, here's why I'm teaching that. I told you creation is going to be what you are. Does it include everything? Good. Does it include all the evil, all the sin, all the power of hell? Yes. It's going to be what creation is in the thought of what you are, not in some other mind, but in your recognition of yourself. Fundamentally, the need is to let it change. That is, when we came together here now, and I sent a video about, should I use a little scripture? You know what Jesus says in John 14? He says, I'm appearing here as a body form to tell you we're gonna get the hell out of here. You are complicated by your inability to see the alternative, all right? So you say, well, what is creation? All right, that's what we just read today. Now, the question that's going to arise, and let's look at it in John 14. What is the real world then? What is this world that I see? All right, listen, we'll try just a little bit of it, okay? This is called A Course in the Miracles of the Memories that I hold in my mind that cannot not contain a beginning and an end within, say to me, invention. Yes. No, see, the mechanics of your body formulation are very obviously not creative. You know they're not. You describe the universe out there, the billions of stars and galaxies, yet you hold yourself in a mechanical conveyance of conceptual thought. Are you hearing me at all? You can't go anywhere. You can't go beyond the speed of light. You're trapped in the mechanics of the invention of time, which is what space is. I don't know what I'm telling you. You don't like it. I'm going to be very real. There's no reality. There's nothing real about you. Your body only lasted for the fraction of the second in the inclusion of the mechanics of yourself in space-time, your DNA, ideas you have about yourself, your 50,000-year, 1,000-million-year formulation of the idea, but it's all mechanical. Obviously, the simple solution is you know perfectly well that you don't know who you are or what you're doing, yet it's impossible that you don't know. So as long as you remain mechanical, okay, say to me, I can die.
I can die.
Well, of course, because you're a mechanical body of formulation. Obviously, God doesn't die, okay? That is, he doesn't eliminate himself. But you are successful in the mechanicalisms. Oh, yeah, God, I love to teach it when it's being heard. Listen, I'm going to read you from quite late in the idea of the teacher's manual. In the formulation of you, okay, what is the real world then? What is the real world? Let's try it. Then I'll do a little John 14. Because obviously, I'm a mechanical idea that knows the reality of the universe. All I'm meeting are other mechanical figures that represent themselves at 186,000 miles a second, in which case they're obviously not going anywhere. If I don't get a chance, my mind and my memory of you is reminding you that in the mind training you were successful at coming here. And this is called, I'm going to teach choice for a minute. Because you are mechanical, you represent ideas of contraptual ideas that then have the value that's contained within them. Okay, you're a mechanic, you're a physicist, okay? You have the idea within your mind about the universe, but you're mechanical. There's no way you can do it. How do you do it? You got to use the mind of God, okay? Now, I'm going to try it. Listen, with me. What about this real mechanical world? The real world is also a symbol, like the rest of what perception offers, yet it stands for what is opposite to what you make. Your world is seen through eyes of fear that brings the witnesses of terror to your mind. The real world cannot be perceived except through eyes forgiveness blesses, so they see a world where terror is impossible and witnesses to fear cannot be found. Can you see that? Can you see what I'm saying? I'm mechanical, but I'm offering you a more rapid conversion of the distance between darkness and light. Listen. The real world holds a counterpart for each unhappy thought reflected in your world. A sure correction for the sights of fear and sounds of battle which your world contains. The real world shows a world seen differently through quiet eyes and with a mind at peace. Nothing but rest is there. There are no cries of pain and sorrow heard, for nothing there remains outside forgiveness, and the sights are gentle. Only happy sights and sounds can reach the mind that has forgiven itself. I'm going to teach for a minute. You practice ideas, conceptual association, in which you're meeting and recognizing mechanicisms. It's termed conflict, very simply because the mind that is separate from yours appears to be conflictual. So you find within your mechanicisms ideas of solution within your mind. Okay? This is my entire teaching. This is the teaching of Jesus, and we're going to read about it. Obviously, there's a whole universe out there. You know that there's power a billion times greater than this because you've told me there is. Yet you appeared to be locked in the idea of a mechanical definition utilizing thought forms. So, in order to offer you the solution, I have to take your thought forms, because obviously, if you're contained in here, you got one little sun, yes or no? You got one little sun going around one little planet, but you know perfectly well that you're mechanical. Come on, it's time for you to begin to look. Now, you're going to acknowledge that you are, but yet you can't seem to find the solution, and I'm offering you my certainty that the solution is never contained in the mechanics. Sin creation that I just read you is a singular reality as you awaken from the dream of what you are. We use the term counter idea. In other words, when you're in terror, you're also in love. And the moment you decide to change it, it's changed. Yet when you change it, it still remains a particle association of self-identity that continues to replicate itself rather than simply being a totality of replication. I've been teaching this since Jesus taught it to you. And you think it's 2,000 years ago. It's not. But you can't hear it because you need the activity of your concept because you think that God is real. Well, now, God is real. I did this on the video, and this is why they sent my video back to me. Yeah, okay. What I teach is God is not judging you in any factor conceptually, but you need a moment of the entirety to see it. Listen, just a little more. What need has such a mind for thoughts of death and attack and murder? What can it perceive surrounding it but safety, love, and joy? What is there it would choose to be condemned? And what is there that it would judge against? The world it sees arises from a mind at peace with itself, and no danger lurks in anything it sees, for it is kind, and only kindness does it look on. Here, the real world is the symbol that the dream of sin and guilt is over. And God's Son no longer sleeps. His waking eyes perceive the sure reflection of his Father's love, the certain promise that he is redeemed. The real world signifies the end of time, for its perception makes time purposeless. The Holy Spirit has no need of time when it has served its purpose. Now, he waits but that one instant more for God to take his final step, and time has disappeared, taking perception with it as it goes, and leaving but the truth to be itself. That instant is our goal, for it contains the memory of God. And as we look upon the world forgiven, it is He who calls to us and comes to take us home, reminding us of our identity, which our forgiveness has restored to us. I'm going to teach in the idea that I must train my mind systematically to let the concept of my mind change. Can you see? There's no question you're in concept. There's also no question that at any single moment you don't know who you are, why you're here, or how you got here. So you construct a body formulation, come on now, that gives you a reflection of what's actually contained within your own mind. Now, when I came in here this morning, okay, and I think about 23 minutes has passed. How long is 23 minutes? All the time there is. You see, you have an idea that you must retain a symbolization of a storage of space-time that is totally illusional. Can you tell me? The universe doesn't store anything. The idea of storing it is the idea of what you call a black hole. And you experience continuing black holes very simply because there's no such thing as a separate location from what you are. Here's one sentence and then we'll be leaving you because you've used up all your stores. See, when you came in here, you only brought with you, this is directly from Jesus in 2,000 years, that's silly. It only happened this morning, before you came here and after you left. Here, listen with me. The only thing in all the universe that does not know what it is an apparent objective condition that calls itself a human being. This condition is momentary and completely transient. It is a unique manifestation of an impossible correlation of a temporal spatial awareness with the being of eternal reality. I'm in a concept of you. I'm attempting to influence you in your religion, where you know perfectly well, as I teach for men, that appearing all around you are figures that are obviously in different cycles of space-time. And each one of them is representing himself in what he finds to be a correlation of space-time, but he perceives them, we use the term dark here. Say to me, dark characters.
Dark characters.
Oh, yeah. This is why you're afraid of yourself. You establish ideas of holding yourself together in the mechanics that you've established, but you keep breaking down. See, can you hear this at all? This is why at 186,000 miles a second, as you build these big places that you're going out in the universe and shoot off rockets, you're not going anywhere. Not only is that true, but you know it. You know that the mechanics that you utilize in space-time, it's still going to take you 100,000 years to go anywhere. What's our certainty? Time has to be an invention of the idea of the association, of the departiculization of yourself, which will show you the truth. In that sense, there. I'm teaching Jesus of Nazareth. But when I sent the videos to the guys and they're all praying to God and saying, God, when I die, I'm going to be with you. That's just pure nonsense. There is nowhere in the entire teaching of any conceptual mind where you are not offered the certainty that space-time is an invention within your own mind. Isn't it? Yeah, when we came in here this morning, how much time? Here I came. Okay? Here, I was demonstrating it to you. Remember on the last video? I'm sitting in a space-time location. I'm actually altering the place-time you're in. What are you doing? You're letting it alter. If you hold on to it, you will suffer the consequences of the concept of yourself, and you will believe that you're a body. Why is that true? You are a body, but you're not a body any longer in the place in which you find yourself in a relative association that all of space-time is going on right here and right now. That's why you've been successful at training your mind to a different purpose while you're here. The purpose, obviously, why you're here is to escape out into the universe, isn't it? You can't do it mechanically. Not only that, but you know it. So the manner in which you perpetuate it are to say, when I'm dead, when I die, all right, I'm going to lose this body form. Sure enough, you do, but you're not dead. You can't die. There's no manner, and I was going to read a little bit about that, that there's any such thing as totality of termination, because the place of termination is not available within the association of creative reality. It's a moment in space-time that lasted just for that moment, and you were successful at leaving it. So all of the stories you're going to telling me, you hear the story, you know the story, yet you can't accept it within the faculty of the singularity of the mind that you're using. I'll try to tell you, there's only going to be one mind. It's God's mind. In other words, life itself is the totality of what life is. I was also going to read you a little of that. There's only one life, and that we share with God. There aren't different kinds of life. So here you are with the scripture, and suddenly you got St. Paul 2,000 years ago with Jesus actually making inquiries why you can't see that I came here to tell you your time is up and that you can leave here. I love you. I love the idea that within the religion of yourself, you're going to begin to forgive the impossibility that the conflict that you're feeling, first, is not being caused by you, and second, is not real in the mechanics by which you define yourself within your conceptual mind. Now, that moment we call field of energy was a reality. It had nothing to do with the concept at all. It's escaping from the concept.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed. It's the heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's the dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. It's the
let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not where you're going, and how can we know the way? And Jesus says to him, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from here on, you're going to know him because you've been able to see him. And Philip says to him, Lord, show us the Father and it will suffice. And Jesus says to him within space-time, you can hear this. Have I been so long time with you and you have not known me, Father? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? And the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work? Listen, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the very works that I do. I'm back for a moment because I'm reading the New Testament to you. You've been reading it for 2,000 years. What it says here is exactly what I'm trying to teach you today. And yet you're saying to me, show us that, Father, and we'll believe you. Now, he says, I can't show you except by showing you the work that is necessary in the conversion of your mind within a space-time location. Okay, listen to just a little more here. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the very works that I do. You can do that. Verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorious in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Once more, you can ask anything and I will do it for you. Here you are. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it doesn't see him and neither knows about him. But you know about him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Listen, here's my offering. I won't leave you comfortless. I'll come to you. Yet a little while and the world sees me no more, but you see me, and because I live, you shall live also. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Here you go. He that hath my commandments, and he that loveth me, shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. If a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. I can go on, but it's not going to do any good. Here's why it doesn't do any good. I'm teaching you the fundamental certainty that you are in a sequence of illusion where you actually believe that the entirety of the universe, okay, is contained within the limitation that someone, and I'm using the idea of someone, somebody, has imposed on you through a replication of yourself within a fabric of the idea of the little location. Come on. There's a lovely idea that Jesus has in what you call magnitude versus littleness. Do you ever look at how small you are? See, in your conceptual mind, you know perfectly well that regardless of the size that you have about yourself, this is one of my great teachings, all right, it's impossible that the mechanics of decision that you are making do not include the entire universe. yet they will not be real except in the moment. We used to teach this as collapse into a space-time location in which you found yourself. Okay? Now, here's what I'm faced with. Obviously, should I try something? I'm not a human being. I could only be a human being in the idea of the mechanics that I use within my own concept. Yet I pray to God for relief. This is called a tachyon field of energy, which is going on constantly in your mind. Now say to me, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
Well, of course. The reason you're afraid is the mechanics that you've designed are so small within your framework that you're telling me all the stories about the universe and the billions of stars and galaxy. You have conceptual ideas in your mind, but they're very small within the framework of containment. All I'm telling you is the entire distance relative to the singularity of the love of God, the love of reality, the love of creation, the totality of what all of us are. Now, we've decided we can reach it separately within the idea of ourselves, because we can reach it separately. Because any occurrence of the idea of the invention of time will be the place in which you find yourself. Here, I'm going to read you just a little more. It's called A Course in Miracles. Are you with me at all? It's time for you at least, this is from Jesus, to say, I came to get you. Now you say, well, why didn't you get me 2,000 years ago? I did. But see, you're relative to your association. You think that the past is gone. The past isn't gone. You take the past and you project it into the future. Look with me. And you live within a framework where you think you're seeing something out there. This is directly from my Savior. There isn't anything out there. In my revelation of devastation in which I suffered, I'm teaching now, the most devastating act, it's called death, and you can enjoy death because you can't really remember it. It seems as though you're constantly under the pressure of organizing ideas of space-time within your mind. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. No, you know it, yet you're afraid of the loss of the mechanics by which you have devised yourself. There's only two possibilities, and that's all, come on. One of them is mechanical, because there's nothing idea that God is going to have to separate himself within his own mind. Since you believe that it's possible to do that, you're the one that's not real. Now, this is where they send me back the video. I'm teaching Jesus Christ, for goodness sake. But you've got to hear it within your own mind. I'm going to tell you something. I'm playing a song for you right now. Okay? Did I play that nice song? It's a nice one. It's the idea that I've got plenty of time. That I can hear it. Okay? See, I ask the ideas in this association to listen to the mechanics of how. You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. Listen. The world is nothing in itself. Your mind must give it meaning. And what you behold upon it are your wishes acted out so you can look on them and think them real. Perhaps you think you did not make the world, but came unwillingly to what was made already, hardly waiting for your thoughts to give it meaning. Yet in truth, you found exactly what you looked for when you came. One more time. You're finding exactly right here and right now what you thought. This world, the concept of this moment, was over a long time ago. The thoughts that make it are no longer in the mind that thought of them and loved them for a little while. The miracle but shows that the past is gone, and what has truly gone has no effect. Remembering a cause can but produce illusions of its presence, not effects. You think you live in what is past. Each thing you look upon, you saw but for an instant long ago, before its unreality gave way to truth. Not one illusion still remains unanswered in your mind, because uncertainty was brought to certainty so long ago that it's hard indeed to hold it in your heart as if it were before you still. I'm having a memory. Okay, can you see that? I'm getting you out of your old ideas of memory, which you are afraid to lose because you'll be dead. So you hold on to them and you have another death experience within the time frame that you find yourself in. The idea that I'm a body formulation of a replication, in a galactic idea that I'm contained within this formulation, are very singular. Now, you have to listen to this. If you're in fact mechanical, which you'd have to be, okay, now, it does not preclude the idea that the concept of yourself can allow you to see your entirety. Obviously, this is fearful to you, because the determination of yourself to represent yourself in the idea of a space-time location, there was one of my favorite expressions, get thee behind me, devil. See, you guys think that, well, I don't believe in hell. I would. I believe in heaven. You can believe in that too. But the decision to let yourself be made whole will momentarily contain elements of reflection of light, because they are dark form of the continuing misuse of yourself within a very small location in space-time. Okay? Now, you say to me, I know that conceptually. Say it. I know I'm a human being. Now, what I just read you was the idea that you're not actually a human being. This is from Jesus. For longer in the second in which you began to question, who am I? What did I do? Why am I here? Now, at that moment, Homo sapien, it's impossible you didn't get the answer. Actually, all I'm really offering you is escaping from the littleness of you. Now, you can't escape by trying to go out and make the littleness bigger. You got to come back to the maximum littleness that you can be within the molecular waves of your idea of formulation of particles and waves, in the conversion of the wave of light energy to a reduction of the particle that you hold in order to separate your body. Hey, you're letting the old man teach. Well, many of you, as reminded Jesus, are actually better than this than I am. But you must learn the fundamental vocabulary of the symbolization of yourself in order that the scripture of yourself can represent the conflict that you intend to hold on to. Do you see that? I'm not taking anything away from you. This is why somebody really objected. I don't know who it was. It was one of these great spiritual that says we all suffer conflict and pain. That's total nonsense. Yet when I come here and tell you, you send me back the scripture of Jesus. You don't like the idea that you're going to whole and perfect, whether you like it or not, because God does not judge or distinguish the mechanics by which you're listening to yourself. Am I a provision of that idea? Of course. Have many of you had this experience? You say, Dee, you've all had this experience. You think that the great cathedrals that are going there, that you're building, and the monuments and coming to Jesus. My revelation came from a guy selling apples on the corner. You can't hear me. He's simply saying there, this was during the Depression. This is back in the 1930s. And he was hurting, and he was selling apples that he had gotten in order to sustain himself. But he was using energy of the love that he felt in the moment of our location in the space-time that he was in. Can you hear me? Is anybody hearing me at all? See, you keep organizing the idea that you're not perfect, yet you use symbols that represent the activity of forgiveness in the certainty that the symbolization of you cannot be located fully within your own mind. Jesus says that's not true. He says you don't need any tabernacle. He says you don't need anything. This is fundamentally what the teachers that pretend to teach about Jesus try to do. But you remember this. If I'm going to formulate the idea of a change in space-time that will give you the location that I discovered in my mind through all the pain and loneliness and death, listen, it can occur at any moment, in any place, in any time. Because it is. I have time on my hands, and I have you in my heart, and I have nothing but love in view. Nothing but love in view. You notice I didn't avoid the idea of viewing you within the perspective of yourself. And if you call once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Whew, excuse me. See? The idea of the conversion of your mind does not exclude all the pain. You think, why am I joyous and happy? You have to go through the moment of the entirety of the conversion, or why are you here? Now, moments to share with someone you care for. I'm using my mind. Now, does your body enter into it? It can. I'm not objecting to anything that you've decided with another body. All I'm telling you is that if you separate one body from another, you will perish very simply because I've got time on my hands. And you in my arms. This is so beautifully scripturized when Jesus says, forgive the guy that's out there. In other words, love your enemy. See, you hear this conceptually, but I'm offering you this certainty that if we have a purpose together, although we're separate, as Jesus reminds you, our purpose will also sustain us within the moment that we intend to spend here. Good. Could you come? Now, as you're walking around here, you're actually going through experiences of the separation, aren't you? Yet at that moment, you feel an incredible love and understanding and freedom that obviously are not connected to the body. And all the mechanics that you tried to hold together within the dream sequence leave you. I'm glad you decided to meet me at this time, okay? I'm glad that you've decided to utilize the invention of the idea that time could be or last longer than the moment in which you found yourself. Now, here, let's practice for a moment. There you were. Now, the fact of the matter is, okay, 28 minutes ago or 57 minutes ago, you were not here. No, it's impossible. The only time you could possibly be here is when you set up a new frame of evidence in which you and I are sharing a shortage of the distance between what I am going to suffer and you're going to suffer, because any different can only lead to what's occurring here and now. Here, one more sentence. It's very important in the idea of time. Listen. You think you live in what is past. Each thing you look upon, you sought it for an instant long ago, before its unreality gave way to truth. Not one illusion still remains unanswered in your mind, because uncertainty was brought to certainty so long ago that it's hard indeed to hold it in your heart if it were still there. Such is each life, a seeming interval from birth to death and on to life again, a repetition of an instant gone by long ago that cannot be relived, and all of time is but the mad belief that what is over is still here and now. Here you are, time. Lasted but an instant in your mind with no effect on eternity. And so is all time past and everything exactly as it was before the way to nothingness was made. Good. Now, here, did you see that? You're in a different framework of time. Okay, this is the entire teaching of the Course in Miracles from Jesus out of time, with the certainty that you are successful at speeding up an arrangement of where you find yourself. Now, this obviously is the New Testament, and it's obvious what Jesus says, and I'm going to use the word because you might want to hear it. Okay, say to me, crucifixion.
Crucifixion.
Obviously, the pain and death and loneliness that you feel simply sustain the idea that you're a body. All Jesus did was prove to you that while you think you're a body, I will give you a reflection. Now say to me, resurrection.
Resurrection.
That I can resurrect with you. Now, obviously, the problem you have is, this is why I sent this video to, I can't remember the names of the guy. They're all so lovely and beautiful, teaching Jesus is resurrected, but they're always including the idea of death. One of the fundamental ideas is that by undergoing constant death ideas of totality of darkness and light, you can enter and look out. See, some of you are appearing. No, here's why you're going to attack me. I don't know whether you are. You're attacking everything simply because you're afraid of it. And these dark characters that are walking around with you justify the idea, and suddenly out of nowhere in your mind occurred a moment of the entirety of forgiveness. And in that moment, we were not conceptually separate from each other. We were conceptually singular, because in my mind is what you term a master teacher. I teach evidence of the conversion of my physical sense of being in, say to me, reappearance of Jesus. You've been teaching it long enough. Where do you think Jesus would be? What's he waiting for? All he tells you is, I did resurrect. But you can't see them because you retain and defend yourself from the activity of the singularity of a conversion within your own mind. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed the idea that the concept of you as this, what we call human being, contained within your body form, are simply determination not to judge the activity of the place that you find yourself. Now, when you want to escape out into the universe, you're going to have to release the idea of defending the place that you're in. Say to me, I'll be dead.
I'll be dead.
No, you won't be. You use then death as a justification for your inability to recognize that the moment of space-time is actually over and that the whole universe is waiting for you. It's impossible that not be true, because conceptually, you told me, I'll use you, you told me that I could escape in the concept of myself by exceeding the speed of light. All I'm doing is saying that's wonderful. If that's true, I can appear here and a moment later appear anywhere out in the universe. That's what love is, isn't it? It doesn't preclude the idea of sharing a mission that we're for, but the mission in which you have decided to remain will not gratify you ultimately, very simply because the light has come and the darkness has disappeared. The light has come and the darkness has disappeared. Lovely reflection. Thank you. I'll see you in a moment. I'll see you in a moment. See you next time.